Well, basically, it's an all-in-one radio. It comes out of Australia, and I never heard of them until Sean mentioned them to me. But, yeah, I'm not going to invest that kind of money. I mean, I'm willing to invest $4,300 into an APX 8000 XE for an all-featured radio, you know, that covers all five bands. Yeah, that's one thing, but to spend another, you know, couple thousand for a tape, no. And the APX that I was looking at is so well rebuilt and refurnished. I mean, refurbished, it's like brand spanking new, and that's all this guy sells on eBay. I can provide you with the link. I mean, I've got on my wish list right now a $1,900 APX 6000 P25 FPP, all the bells and whistles, but it's only UHF band, and it's a UHF, I think it's just the low band. I don't think it's both bands. But, yeah, for like less than half the price of what I was looking at for a top-of-the-line model. And I'm still looking at it. I'm still not even sure if I'll ever go P25. But if I invest in something like an XTS 5000, I've got my eye on one for $450, and it's completely refurbished, updated antenna. You know, I don't have to go chase parts. I don't have to go buy the radio for $200 and then go chase parts like an antenna, a battery, port cover, things like that. And I know Sean's got a bazillion chargers, but I'm just going to be one-stop shopping or nothing.
Okay, yeah, I get it. Well, I'll, you know, I think I'm guessing, you know, at the price point of the APX, this thing can be had for a lot less than that. I'm going to say probably half, you know, and it's new. But, again, you know, there's always the surprise, like the Kenwood, you know. The software for the Kenwood is one radio and one computer and you can't do anything else. I mean, there's always the surprise. And Sean pointed that out, too. You got to be very cautious when you're the first person investing into all of this stuff. Because if you look at all of the things that happens with all these radios, you know, you get all these cool features, but, you know, like, oh, you can't do UHF and PHF at the same time, or, oh, you can't do, you know. There's always the surprise. Okay, it's not what they're saying, it's what they're leaving out. So that's the kind of stuff, you know. Greg, I think, was playing around with the Midland radios, and was the same thing. You know, it was like by the time it was all said and done, and he mastered it, don't get me wrong, and it sounds really, really nice. They're the fire service radios, and he mastered it. But by the time it was all said and done, he basically had XTS money in it.